We've had our users talking about saving between 10 and 30 days a year just in terms of information management, and to be able to work with their accountants and their business managers to manage their information. We're seeing many properties that are suggesting they can double their carrying capacity through better infrastructure design. For those that are that have infrastructure in place, we're seeing opportunities to increase sustainable production by 10 to 20% through better pasture utilisation.
Double their carrying capacity.
Yeah, through better infrastructure. So, if you've got water that's not allowing your animals to fully utilise the paddocks, you need to get more water in there and get those animals across your paddocks.
Over the last 15 years, we've been overwhelmed by technology. How does this bring it all together? Because you've got terabytes of data and you can get right down into that paddock on a property.
The user's now got the ability to look at 30 years of data in about 30 seconds. What we're doing here is providing an easy-to-use cloud-based platform. It's about you creating data for yourself in a secure and safe environment and then you deciding who you want to share it with. So what we're doing is bringing the government data to you rather than you putting your data into government systems, and which means that you have control over that data.
Going along to the bank because you want to borrow money, what are you going to take as a consequence of having been connected to the spatial hub? What data are you going to take along to the bank?
You're going to take a new digital map to your bank. It's going to have a professional map with it. It's going to have a full list of your assets on your property if you've captured that information. You can create a depreciation schedule for your property and have your property revalued. You can come back every year and look at changes in your infrastructure, plan new infrastructure, and also take to the bank effectively your plans for increasing production if you are aiming to do that. And to do it in a sustainable way.
You want to buy a property. How can you use the spatial hub to give you more information about what you should be paying for it, or even if you should be buying it?
This is all about the property owner themselves. We want you to go to that property owner and get that property mapped, understand the value of the infrastructure that's on that property, and for the owner to truly understand what the value of that property is as they're going through the selling process.
Producers are going to be under more and more pressure about thinning trees. They're going to be under more pressure about stewardship of the land. They're going to be under more pressure about the amount impact they're having on carbon farming. Is this a tool that can be used to assist to demonstrate your stewardship?
Absolutely. This is basically about putting the landholder in the centre of the problem and them demonstrating through better information, demonstrating the fact that they actually are managing their land well and for them to be in a position to, if they're being challenged, to be able to defend themselves in that situation.
Talk about the new MLA, Meat and Livestock Australia, AWI, Australian Wool Innovation Partnership, giving a new lease of life to the program. Yep. How much money have you got from MLA and what's the new lease of life?
Yep. Between Meat and Livestock Australia, Australian Wool Innovation, the NRM Range Lands Alliance and the CRC for Spatial Information, we've got a budget of about $600,000 to take us through to June 2017. During that process, we're supporting the current users on the system and, most importantly, developing the business plan to take the program into an operational, fully operational platform.
How many landholders do you anticipate could in fact be utilising this system?
We'd like to see that we hit 1,000 basically by mid next year, and we can't see any reason why there shouldn't be tens of thousands of users over time.
Training's going to be the absolute basis of this. A, convincing people to use it, and B, training them how to use it. How are you going to do that?
It's like no other technology. A lot of these things aren't plug and play, so we need some assistance through industry for people to come along to that 4-hour workshop, to have tutoring in these sort of technologies. But the hub is not the only thing that people need to be trained in any of this new technology. People need to be committing to a long term sort of learning process as the technology improves.
For those that have been using it, has it made much difference to their operations?
At the moment, things happen over time, so you don't go and develop your property overnight. It's all about understanding your property and then putting a plan in place to deliver that your business plan. So we expect that these sorts of things will happen over several years and start to move from that more strategic decision-making into more tactical decision-making. So for people to start to improve their pasture budgeting and their individual stocking decisions over time.